from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Richard Coffin. Traffic safety was on the minds of Timmins City Councillors at last night's regular meeting. East End Councillor John Curley got support for a radar speed monitoring device coming into Porcupine from the east. Just like the one coming into South Porcupine from the west, he hopes it slows traffic down. He says right now it speeds up when the two-lane highway widens to the four-lane street. And in his words, the race flag goes up as drivers stuck behind each other try to pass. Councillor Corey Robin was offered support from a couple of his fellow councillors to make Mount Joy Street at Vimy Avenue a three-way stop, as it was when traffic was detoured there during connecting link construction last summer. Although he and a large number of his neighbors in the area want it, Robin insists on getting a report from administration on whether it's warranted. There'll be a security presence at the Timmins Transit Terminal on Spruce Street. Council's approved hiring a company to staff with one guard mornings from 5:30 until 10 o'clock, then in the evening until the terminal closes at midnight. A staff report says the measures needed to control loitering, alcohol and drug use, and other unwanted behaviors. During those two time periods, the dispatcher is the only staff member in the building. The security person will also help passengers find their buses. The province's integrity commissioner and the auditor general will be doing two separate investigations into the Ford government's plan to develop part of the Greenbelt. The request was made by the three opposition parties. The Auditor General told CTV News she'll be starting a value-for-money audit into the financial and environmental impacts of the plan. The Integrity Commissioner will be investigating if the Housing Minister tipped off developers the property would be up for sale in the Greenbelt before the government announced its plan. Jagmeet Singh says the Liberal government's waging war on workers. The NDP leader made the comment at his caucus meeting this morning. Singh accused Justin Trudeau of not doing enough to combat inflation and rising grocery prices. He also accused the PM of allowing some premiers to dismantle Medicare by allowing publicly funded medical procedures to be done in private clinics. Singh says the NDP will continue to fight for workers and their families when Parliament resumes. Zellers is making a comeback in seven provinces. The discount store will open up inside existing Hudson's Bay stores. Hudson's Bay Company is a parent company of Zellers, but shuttered most of the stores in 2013. In Ontario, there will be 9 stores opening in the spring. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.